Hi, BP49. Who else is in here? Tuttle's already? Who got in here first? Hi, King Zilla. Nice to see you. Thanks for the share, BP. I wish you were sharing some of your breakfast. I know it's probably yummy.
Hey, Mr. Ray.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, QDQ. Hi, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
GPGCN. Hi, Outside Normal. Hi, Sabrina.
Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Tina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States. Reaching out into all the areas of the world on this beautiful Friday morning, January 28th, 2022.
Hi, Toddles. How do you always get in here so fast?
It's always a great morning when you get up and doing things and Dina Joe tries to boss you around and you start whining like a little kid. I don't
know. It's Friday. I'm not putting up with it. Whatever.
I already did something this morning. I don't want to do that too.
I already did something hard this morning. Hi, Moontop.
I was laughing because I was thinking, good grief. Sometimes this old man is like one of your kids.
Yes, he is.
Probably more times than not. And I don't want to take my medicine, you know. Oh, my gosh.
Don't make me sit on you. Put it in your mouth.
Exactly. Oh, gosh, how the roles reverse sometimes.
Yes.
I swear, the older I get.
You're tired.
Yeah, I hear you. I swear,
well,
sometimes
the older
I get, the more I act like a toddler. You know?
Yeah, I see
I
that.
Do. I swear that, you know. It's funny. Grammy looks at me like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Just go take a nap.
Just go get your dirty butt in the shower. Hi, Matt.
Jeez, man. Hi, Matt Lawson. Good to see ya. Mm-hmm. Welcome. Thanks for joining the show. Hit that
follow
button.
Give us a
follow
if you're new.
Yeah.
We thought we made it to, what was it? We're off.
We're rounding it up
or something.
Yeah, we're still off. We're still 3 to 5 off, something like that. So, that's all right, though. I put the word out in India.
Oh.
Grammy posted a new video on her YouTube page. She's the last of her little trip videos concluded. And she was traveling around in India with her family. And she was showing the areas that she was visiting. I tell you, India is beautiful. I looked at her videos and it just made me want more to go visit
days.
To go visit India, you know, it's just nice. And so she this video concluded their trips. She's
Hi,
back
Shannon.
Home in Mumbai, and I always like to give her a little message after I view her videos, because she's getting really good at them, you know.
She's getting really good.
Yeah, and
I wish she was more close so she could teach us.
Oh, I know. I told her that she did good. I liked her video. I want to visit India. And I go, hey, by the way, would you do me a favor? And I says, you know, we're really close to 2,000 followers. And could you ask your little friends if they would, tune in and give us a follow? And she goes, I mean, I hadn't hardly sent the message to her. And she messages me back. I just got the word out to my group, and I'm going, oh, my God.
Wow, good.
I just got the word out. You know, it's like she's like the lieutenant or captain of the Indian branch of the slap squad. I mean, good grief. She is such a sweetheart. If you get a chance, you should check out her YouTube channels. She's fun. She's just fun. Mm-hmm. And last I looked, that package I sent her from Granny.
Hi, Andy. Nice to see you.
It looks like it finally entered into India. I don't know where in India it is, but she should be getting that little package that Grammy sent her. I'm not going to say over the air what it is in case she's listening.
Yeah, don't do that.
But it should be cute. I can't wait for her to get it. It's going to be fun. Good stuff. Good stuff. You know, in that Indian food, she always posts where she's eating. You know, we're going to eat here. We're going to eat here, there. And this is what the food looks like. And she gets
But it's usually pizza and chicken nuggets. It looks
like. I was just going to say. I mean, it's like that girl has got a thing for pizza. Jeez Louise.
But then again, what kid that doesn't usually? You know what I mean?
I know. Is that yellow curry?
We're always expecting to see
yellow curry,
exactly.
And this and that.
Indian food and naan
bread.
But it's these fancy pizza places. She goes into it, looks like a fancy restaurant, and they bring her pizza. It's funny.
Is that a yellow curry pizza?
No, it's like pepperoni and something else the other girl had. It was funny. She's cute.
She just loves her pizzas, you know. They are wonderful, wonderful people. They are wonderful people. And
hi, Bobby.
Love her and her mom to death. I've had a chance to talk to her mom several times on the phone. Just a sweet lady. And I always love telling her how wonderful her daughter is and what a great job she's done raising her daughter. So thank you, Tammy, and your mom. Make sure if you're listening to this, tell your mom hi from us here at the Old Man's Podcast with Dina, Joe, and Eric. Good times, good times. We are surrounded by great people.
We really are.
Hi, Andy Val. Good to see you. Hit that follow button for us. Yeah, we are. We're surrounded by, you know, wonderful people. And, you know, the thing is we get so caught up in what's going on in the world and all the mudslinging and all the hate and the anger that's being flung around and all this and that. Actually, you know what? Take a chill pill. Stop. Take a few steps back and look at all the good people that are around you.
Hi, T-Mac. I mean,
it's about time that we stop fueling all the hate and the anger and start fueling the love and the peace and the good people that are around you. I'm not talking about a political stance. I'm not talking about a religious stance. You know, I'm not talking about this issue or that issue. I'm talking about good people. There are good people in your life, and there are good people standing around, and your life is surrounded with good people, and you need to start looking at them and start recognizing the good people in your life. I mean, like you, like everybody, like Dina, Joe, and Eric, and like all you people in the chat room, mm-hmm. and all you people listening to the show on the download, and you all are good people. You're good people, and we recognize mm-hmm. you. And,
you can always find something bad in somebody. You just have to look for the good because there is good. Somebody, you don't know what somebody's going through on some bad day. They might be just having a bad day, but you could see we are surrounded by good people. I love coming into this every morning and knowing that we're going to be with our family. To me, they're all like an extended family. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. It's fun.
And it's just good. Hey, and don't forget, people, this is Promote Your Podcast Day.
Yeah.
If you're in the chat room and you have a podcast,
and you'd like
we ought to open our chat room up to you to promote your podcast.
If you'd like to talk to Dina Joe, she will give you No, I'm just kidding. She talked to you about your podcast.
No, say what it is. Come in. Say what it is. Say what the name of it is. Say when you're on, and type all that. Type all that in the chat room so people know where you are, when to find you, and see if we can't get some
more people headed your way.
Yeah, people headed your way to check out your podcast. So we'll try to remember to mention that throughout the show today, Dina, Joe, and Eric, just so we get people to do it. You'll see an example.
I told somebody they could call in yesterday, so I'm sorry. Hi, Shonda. No,
that's all right. That's all right. So just let me know.
If they come in and they decide to call in, you'll know.
Just let me know. Yeah, and if you're gonna call, if you do call in, remember we are family friendly.
Yes.
And keep the language appropriate. Yep. And we'll give you.
We'd love to have your podcast grow.
We'll give you a couple of seconds to promote it. You betcha. Because that's what it's all about, helping people out, get people to do that stuff. I feel bad for Ralph. Ralph and I, you know, I work with Ralph on the WESN Epic Strategies Network, and he was asking me to take care of a little thing for him, and I said, yeah, I will. And I go, hey, you want me to just do this now so you don't have to? Do you want me to just take this over and I'll just make it part of my little task for you and do it? He goes, oh, that would be great, man. That would free me up. That would be really great. I go, okay, you got it. And this is yesterday. Okay, you got it. You got it, Ralph. I'll do that. I get up this morning and I go, oh, crap, I got to take Grammy to the eye doctor today. So right away I had to get a hold of Ralph and say, you might have to take care of that today because I'm going to be busy. Sorry. Sorry, bro. Oh, man. Here he was. He's all thinking, all right, I got that thing. Oh, crap. Now I got to live. But he'll do it. He'll straighten it out. He'll get it all worked out. So I like working with Ralph. Ralph's a nice guy. Yeah, really is. Oh, so it's going to be one of those days, is it, Dina Jo? Where are you now? Where
I'm
are
right
you?
Here. I'm right here. I'm trying to remember how to spell crunchy.
Correct. I know. Isn't that something?
When you get out here, I'm like, wait a minute. How do you spell crunchy?
That's the one thing that Dina Jo and I did when we first started, having fun and
talking
and texting back and forth and that. I think you initiated too. You said, look, don't be a grammar. Let's not be grammar police to each other. Okay. Let's not correct spelling and do this. And I said, amen to that, sister. We aren't going to. So you should read some of our messages back. We got misspelled words. Our grammar is terrible.
Gosh.
But you know what? We know what each other's saying. You know, we do. You know, I mean, we spell things phonically.
Yes.
And they work out. Yeah, I was spelling this. I did something like that today to you. I don't know what it was. I just spelled it. Yeah. Spell check goes, this ain't right. It is for this. Yeah. Goodbye.
Oh, my gosh, BP. Do you see his pictures that he posts of the food he eats on Instagram?
Yes.
The Fruity Pebbles French toast. Oh, my Lord. And I just saw a sandwich. What is that?
I didn't see the sandwich.
A breakfast sandwich. It looks like, and is it on sourdough too? My favorite.
Gosh,
that looks yummy. Yum, yum.
Good times. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we got to travel into Portland today. We're going to Portland around 2 in the afternoon. No, that's her appointment. Is that 2? So we got to leave a little earlier. We got to go into the war zone, into Portland. Another eye appointment. Yeah. And it's just, this is all follow up. This is all follow up stuff. So nothing's going on with her eyes. It's all follow up. And then they couldn't do all the testing at one time for her. So we got to go in today. And then we got to turn around and go back in on Monday. We got to go in back in so they can continue the testing on her eye.
Her eye.
Yeah. So
interesting.
But they're in the afternoon. We make sure that stuff takes place in the afternoon so we can get in there and get in and out and get it done. So I'm just, man, when is she? It's like when is this all this done going to be done with her eye? I'm wondering, because she's been having this going on for over a year. Well over a year.
Well, is it just making sure that everything?
Just making sure.
Okay.
Because she's diabetic. You know, she's diabetic.
Oh, okay. Well, then, so, they really want to make sure.
Yeah. So they just want to, you know, they just want to do everything and make sure. But it's okay. And it's okay because she has got the sweetest of sweet doctors taking care of her. It's funny because she has two. We have our general doctor, our regular doctor, her name is Dr. Chin. Oh. And then we have this eye doctor that's taking care of Grammy's eyes, and her name is Dr. Chin.
How funny. Hi, Jacob.
I know. It is funny. Two Dr. Chins. Hilarious.
Cat bunny and doggies and rabbits and cats. Hi.
What?
Oh, I was just saying hi to DeGray's farm he has.
His farm? He's got a farm?
Yeah, he's got a big fat bunny, and he's got a couple dogs, I think.
Really? I know he had the dogs. I know he's got cats.
And a lizard of sorts.
A lizard. Hey, speaking of which, it's going to be so cold in Florida now that they're putting out a iguanas falling out of trees warning.
Oh, no, not again. Hey, Mike, are you still in here? Have you ever seen that in like real life? Have you, because you live out there, have you ever seen that?
The iguanas falling out of chair.
I don't think there's anybody else in here from Florida.
From Florida? I don't think so.
Oh my gosh. I couldn't even imagine. But then they don't die. They wake up after it warms up.
Yeah, well, remember, reptiles are cold-blooded. So when it gets cold, their insides get cold, and they almost like go into a hibernation. You know, they kind of like go into a hibernation, and that's what happens. They go to this hibernated state, and if they're in the tree, they let go. Down come the iguanas. That would be something to see, but I'd want to be in an area that had quite a few of them so you can see them all falling out of the tree. Yeah.
Oh, no. I'd be there catching them with little nets, making sure they don't get hit, fall hard. Hi, Jess.
Yeah.
You know, like they don't fall and break something.
Uh-huh. I don't think it hurts. I don't think it hurts them in that, but that's interesting. Interesting that they do that.
I don't know.
And I read that this morning. It's a big warning that they put out. Warning.
I wonder how cold it has to get to do that. Does it say?
No, it didn't. It didn't say. But it's Florida, and I imagine if it's going to maybe – they didn't say how cold it was going to be in Florida. Maybe 40 degrees maybe? I don't know. Is it going to get down to freezing in Florida? I don't know. I didn't read what the temperature was going to be. All I know is it's going to be an unusual cold thing. And all you people in the eastern, northeastern part of the states – the eastern states there, you got a big, they say a big snowstorm coming in, a big cold front coming in.
Yeah, the one we just had must, it seems like it gets from you, it gets to me, it starts snowing, and then it just picks up speed and it gets bigger and bigger.
It picks up momentum, exactly. Brina's saying it's snow has started.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Today, it's supposed to start today. And run through, get really bad, I think, tomorrow and maybe Sunday. I don't know. But be safe.
It's a nor'easter.
Nor'easter, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah,
go ahead.
I have some facts. It has to be 40 degrees for about 8 hours before the iguanas become cold-stunted and start falling out of trees.
So 40 degrees.
Oh, okay. For 8 hours, yep. For at least 8 hours.
So that means it takes a little bit of time for their innards to get cold and all that
their
stuff.
Their innards to freeze up. Like, oh, could their you innards. Imagine? Can you imagine?
Their innards.
They must be really cold. Yeah. I know their innards.
Hey, we have King Zeller on. How you doing, my friend? What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to ask you, can you, because I have brain damage, can you keep on going with what you're saying right now? Because I just got 3 inches of snow, and I have no. I'm not a weatherman, but
I for think
you was listening to that, so I want to know.
Oh, you want to know about the weather?
Yeah, because I just fell and hit my head against the platform.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, but anyways, I'm glad I caught your show. And my grandpa thinks you're the freaking awesomest podcast ever because the beard and the cup.
Hey, well, you know what? We think your grandpa's awesome too. Yeah.
Hi, awesome grandpa.
Yeah, thanks. What's his name?
Tony McMahon.
Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Tony, you're the man. We're gonna give you a cheer right here, Tony. Thanks, Tony. Yeah, I'm kind of looking for weather stuff right now. That's what you wanted us to talk about, right? With the weather a little bit more for you?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it right here. It says blizzard warning. Oh, and this is, where are you at? Where are you at, King?
I am in North Carolina. But
North Carolina. Yeah, okay, I got you. All right, right here, and this is North Carolina is, now that's below Virginia, right?
Yes.
No. Okay. Yeah, you got a lot of blue in North Carolina, buddy. It says blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings are now in effect all up and down the East Coast. Oh, and this guy reporting it says, guys, things are really continued to develop overnight. You're going to want to watch this morning update. So he's got a morning update that he puts out. Maybe that's why
I stepped on black ice and hit my head against the wall.
I would.
Oh my gosh, you better be careful.
I would guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
So. All right. Well, so you're be safe out there. Be careful, and take care of yourself with all that coming. Yeah, hey, Tony. Really, hey, thanks, Tony.
It's really wet, and it just freezes up, and then the snow goes on top of it. You don't see it, and it's a mess.
Exactly it. You don't know that ice is sitting underneath that snow.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, yay, snow! And you run out there, and next thing you know, you're looking up at the sky. Oh, the sky is pretty. Look at it. One time in Prescott, when we lived in Prescott, Arizona, I was walking. It was snowed so bad. I had to park the car on the street because there was a little hill going down into our little neighborhood. And you couldn't, if it snowed, there was no way you were going to get up and down that hill, you know. Hi, Soup for the Soul. Good to see you, buddy. So I parked on the hill and I'm taking a shovel out of the car with me so I can shovel stuff. And I'm walking down, walking down the street. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful night. The snow's coming down. We have street lights, and it's got a nice little calming glow to it, you know, and it's quiet. You don't hear anything, but you walking in the snow, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this is so beautiful. This is so wonderful. And then I'm looking in front of me, and I'm thinking, what are those two things in front of me? It was my feet. My feet slipped out from underneath me, and then, bam, I'm on my back on the ground. I hit the grass, and I'm going, oh, you know, it was like, yeah, ice. Ice doesn't respect anything or anybody. Mm-hmm. It don't care.
No.
Taking Abrams tank, those M1 tanks, an army tank, M1, one of the biggest tanks in the world, okay? I worked at a foundry, and we were making what was called ice clips. And I go, ice clips? What are we make? What are these things? Ice clips. They go, these clip on the tracks of these Abrams tanks so they don't slip in the ice. And I'm going, a 20-ton tank slipping in the ice with tracks? Are you kidding me? And they go, oh, yeah. Yeah. Ice don't care. So we were making ice clips to go on these tank treads so these big old tanks wouldn't slip in ice. Ice don't care, folks.
No.
Ice don't care. It don't care what you're driving. It don't care what you got. You know, you're gonna fall. You're gonna fall if you're not careful. So, be careful out there. And you might think, well, I've got a 4-wheel drive.
That's what I was gonna say. These people with the big trucks that just
don't care. Ice don't care. I got a 4-wheel drive with chains and this and that. Ice don't care.
Mm-mm.
That black ice will have you doing 360 donuts going down the street at 60 miles an hour.
There you go, Karina.
Yeah. Ice is only fun when doing donuts in an empty parking space. Yeah.
Lot.
And sure enough, if I'm doing that, you can guarantee that I will hit the one light pole that's in the middle of that lot and nobody else is there. I'll hit it. Bam. Yeah. Tuttle says it's insane. I used to
heat treat towards the spikes of Tink's tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's insane. Ice is insane. Ice is insane. And I had now here in the Pacific Northwest, the snow isn't so much the problem, but we do have ice storms every now and then. We got a storm that'll come in and we'll dump freezing rain. You think freezing rain? What's that? Well, it's rain coming down wet, and then as soon as it hits something, it freezes.
Yeah, bam. It's the coolest thing to see on trees and stuff. Not on the ground, but when you see it all in the trees and stuff, you're like, whoa, that is so cool.
What the French, though?
I know. It's like you're going into this winterly, like, I don't know. I've only seen it a couple times like that. It's really cool looking.
Yeah, it is pretty. It is pretty, and you think, oh, look how wonderful that looks.
Yes.
And the ground looks wet. It doesn't look like it looks wet, and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to walk out there and look at that. Zip, boom, bang, you're down. And then you can't get back up because you're sitting on an ice rink. You got like a half inch of ice underneath you, and you're trying to get to your feet. You can't get to your feet. Tuttle says at negative 20 degrees here in he's in Canada, you can take a cup of water. And I've seen this. You take a cup of water, walk out, and throw it, and it freezes in the air. It just freezes before it hits the ground. I mean, it's really awesome. It's pretty. I mean, it really is. It's really pretty. It's awesome. But
science.
You're gonna, it's out there to get you. Just it wants careful. Nothing to do but throw you on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I picture ice.
I frost. Laugh at you.
Yeah, what's that? What's that? Jack Frost. Jack Frost is out there, and he wants to just throw you on the ground. Throw you on the ground. Yeah.
Nip at your nose.
Nip at your nose. Exactly. Exactly. So please be careful out there. Good grief. Don't want no broken bones.
Yeah, especially get in your head, Ziller. You need to be careful. I don't know if you got knocked out, but you should probably get that checked. That's in your head. No, I'm serious. In your head.
No, I'm laughing because I'm thinking, I'm flashing back to all the times I fell into ice. You know, it's like, you think I would have learned, but I didn't. And
I know.
You know, a big old ice storm comes in. I go to walk out to the car, zip, bang, boom, slide. I'm underneath the car now because I slid underneath.
Hi,
there.
Teddy,
I can't get up.
X-Ray, welcome.
You know, I'm yelling at the kids and the kids' mom to throw me a rope so I can climb back into the house because I can't get to my feet because it's icy.
Oh, my gosh. Throw me a rope. Hi, Claire. Hey. Taylor, welcome.
Well, you know, they do make these shoes. I saw them, and I don't know if they're a hiking boot or what. They're kind of like an outdoor shoe. But on the heel and on the sole of your foot space of the shoe – you can flip this little latch thing there, flip it around, excuse me, and now you have spikes that come out, and you push that into the shoe, and now you got spikes on your shoe so you can walk a little better in ice.
Oh, you know? Well, I've seen the little spiky things you can buy.
These are actually built in the shoe.
Interesting.
Yeah,
so you don't have to sit there and put them on and then...
No, you just have to flip the little thing, and there they are. They're right there for you. Now that would be cool, but I'm telling you, you get a little too slap happy, you're gonna fall on your butt because ice don't care. Ice don't care. Yeah. So anyway, we get those ice storms here. We get them. You get like a half inch of ice, and your antenna on your car looks like a big old fat icicle. You know, because it's all fat.
Welcome, NBC.
Yeah, that's
welcome.
That freezing rain is really something to behold. It really is.
Give us a follow if you're new in our podcast.
Good times, everybody. So what are your plans? What are your plans for this weekend, Eric? What do you got going? You got anything exciting going on?
Nothing really special this weekend. I know it's a little chilly and overcast here this morning. But I'm just having to make a quick run to the store because I'm out of sugar for my coffee.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you be careful out there driving around. You,
right.
You know, where you're, we don't want you to get hurt while you're driving. Hey, remember yesterday we ended the show, excuse me, we were talking about knocking you up, getting you up out of bed, getting you knocked up.
Yeah, that's not I got something people, for you. For all you new people in here, that's not what it is.
I got something for you. I got something for you. Put your listening ears on. Here you go. Listen to this. Not that. That's the Beatles.
Oh, my, get back.
Oh, for good grief.
Wait a minute. That's not what you sent me.
Before this, and this, and this, and this. Ah, that sound. People in Britain and Ireland woke up like this. That's right, being an alarm clock used to be a job, and they were called knocker-uppers.
Knocker-uppers. Sounds so much better in his accent.
We're travelling back in time for this one, so let's get a historian in here.
Do I sit here? Yeah, yeah, fantastic. Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm late. The knocker-upper didn't call.
Good one, Richard.
My name's Richard Jones, and I'm an author on the history of London.
Okay, let's see if we got this right. From the early 1800s to the 1960s, waking people up was a paid job?
Yes.
And this was done with a bamboo pole?
Oh, yes, yes, most certainly. This is the age where people are starting to work in factories. They've got to be up early for their shift. And of course, most people are on minimum wages. They haven't got alarm clocks in their house. Consequently, there's no one to wake them up. So that's where the knocker-up or the knocker-upper came in.
See, in big industrial cities like London, Birmingham, and Manchester, knocker-uppers used poles to reach the windows. And these poles had a hook or knob at the end, which made them pretty effective.
You could sort of scratch that handle in a bit like neighbours going down the blackboard.
Wakey, wakey! Other knocker-uppers, mostly women, used pea shooters to aim at the windows. Or not. But why not just shout?
Wake up, wake up!
Well, you do have to keep the neighbours in mind. So the big question is, who knocks up the knocker-upper?
The evidence suggests that the knocker-upper just didn't go to bed. Sometimes the knocker-upper might tune himself to be able to wake up at 3 a.m.
Ah, mystery solved.
Hey!
Play us out, Richard.
We had a knocker-up and our knocker-up had a knocker-up. And our knocker-up's knocker-up didn't knock our knocker-up. So our knocker-up didn't knock us up, because he's not up.
So there you go. There's a little history on the knocker upper. So see, we weren't kidding. We're serious. And then also there is a little knocker upper song. Oh, and I'm going to play the little song for you. Here you go. Come on. Oop.
Cobbled street, so cold and damp. The knocker-upper man goes creeping, tap tapping on the window panes to wake the town from sleeping. He said, "Hey, the up and stir thyself. The factory hoot is blowing so. Get up from your nice warm beds. To work you must be going. Day in, day out, the year about, though snow and rain was falling, you'd hear his clocks along the street. You'd hear his voice a-calling. He said, hey thee up and stir thyself. The factory hoot is blowing so. Get up from your nice warm bed. To work you must be going.
Get up, you lazy bum. In other words, that's what he's saying. So there you go. There you go. A little history on the knocker-uppers. So see, you know, we weren't kidding you. We were serious about what we were talking about. So you need to get up. Get up. So now that you know, you can go in there, you guys, you could go, and when your wife's going to go to bed, you know, or your girlfriend or whatever, you can say, okay, well, I'm heading for bed now. Okay. Hey, you want me to knock you up in the morning?
Oh God. No.
And then when she looks at you and go, no, I mean wake up, to wake you up. Yeah, it's like Tuttle says he stays up all night because he was the street lamplighter guy. Exactly. I did hear that. A lot of them had the two jobs, you know. So they'd go out and they'd light the lamps and they needed to stay up because they were going to be the lamp turner offers and the knocker uppers, you know. So, yeah. Another thing I read, too, or I heard on that, looking up the history on that, and that's all complimentary of Ralph William. Ralph sent me that stuff. He found that up. So, but the one thing I found is a lot of the knocker uppers were paid by the companies, the industrial companies. You know, they paid for them to go out and wake up their employees. Interesting. So if you didn't, you know, you didn't have the money to pay for a wake you, you know, someone to come wake you up, the company paid them to go around and wake you up. Get them up so everybody could come to work. So there you go. There is the history of being knocked up.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you, Ralph Williams. And I like that. I like that. I like it for that. I like the knocker up term for that, waking people up. Like I said, I first came across it when I read Sherlock Holmes books. And Dr. Watson knocked on Sherlock Holmes' door and says, "Oh, did I knock you up?" And when I first read it, I went, what? So fun stuff. Good times. All right. Let's see. Hey, Dina Jo, you...
Yes.
You got any what holidays are going on today?
Oh, yes. Today is actually National Have Fun at Work Day.
There you go.
Yeah. So we're starting that off, right?
And a perfect day for it. It's a Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it is also National Daisy Day. Who doesn't like a daisy? They're so friendly.
Daisies are a good flower, a good flower to grow in your yard, and they the bees love them. The bees love daisies. They're a good pollen flower for bees.
And who didn't have one of these when they were a kid? A kazoo. National Kazoo Day. I wish I had one.
Yeah.
Play it.
And how many parents gave their kids kazoos and then regretted it like 10 minutes later?
And it's those little plastic ones you always got.
But you know, actually, a kazoo is a great little
thing. Yeah, I'm sure you are.
A kazoo is a great little thing to give to a little kid to get them started in exploring the fun of making music. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That could transform.
Nice to see you again.
They could grow up and be a jazz.
Hi, Coffee.
Saxophone
nice to player, see you.
Hi. Good to see everybody.
Coffee cup? Or is that what it would be? Hi, coffee cup. all right. It's also National Lego Day. You know, those god awful things that each one of us parents have stepped on once in our life. Oh, the worst thing in the world. National Lego Day.
And did you know, I believe they make so many Lego people, the little Lego men, the Lego people, they make so many of those that I believe that you could take everybody in the world, which is about 7 billion people, and give them like anywhere from 5 to 10 Lego people. I mean, that's how many of those Lego people they make. They make more Lego things than they make trillions of Lego pieces. Amazing. And did you know
that? I know, Jess, right? Those are, it's
the most failing. Yeah.
It takes forever to stop hurting. It just, for such a little teeny little thing.
They kill you. They kill you. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, if you step on one, that's when you'll go out and buy slippers and you'll never walk around your house without slippers on again. Even slippers, they'll hurt you with slippers, but not as bad as a barefoot. A barefoot, one of those Lego things right on the heel. Oh, nothing makes you want to just smash things than that.
Oh, they're terrible.
Did you know that every little Lego block says Lego on it?
What?
Yeah.
Where? In the inside of the block?
I don't know where it is.
It might be
on the inside, yeah. But they all
have no. You know what? I think it's on the little circles, actually. The little circles, you know, the top part of the Lego has the little circles that attach it. I think one of those little circles is their little, it says Lego.
I don't know.
I would say I go look, but we don't have any Legos
anymore. Well, yeah, we haven't had Legos in this house for
a long time.
We've never had Legos in this house, yeah.
We haven't had them in a long time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's also Big Garden Bird Watch. But I don't know why they say Big Garden, because it's only if that's a type of a bird, because they're over the sea looking at, it looks like a seagull.
Huh. Unless they're referring to Big Garden as like a party, a big party.
It also keeps track of bird population. I don't know.
Huh? How in the world do you do that? How do you? Okay, I'm going to count these birds. 1, 2, 3, and then they all fly away. Got to start over. One.
Well, I don't know if they take like pictures of it, and then they have pictures on track, like they do, like for I saw this on a kids show where they were tracking a whale, and the way they track the whale is they swim by it and they take pictures. Well, not a whale, I'm sorry, it was like a tiger shark or something. It was this big, but it was like a big whale.
Yeah.
And they take pictures along the side of it, then they come up, they download those pictures, and they match them to pictures that they already have. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
you
wouldn't think that there would be, you know, that kind of distinct, they'd be able to distinguish from one to the other.
Yeah.
But I guess you can.
And she had to keep up. She was trying to, it was Steve Irwin's daughter, and she was trying to keep up with this whale, I think it was a shark whale. It was a shark whale. What are the ones that are, they're a shark, but they're the size of a whale. I can't remember.
Well, sharks.
Shells. Is that, okay.
Sperm whale?
I don't know. Maybe I think maybe Eric had it.
I don't know.
But yeah, so she's trying to keep up with it, which she did. And then she's snapping pictures all the way along it. And yeah, that's how they upload it. And they see what they already have in their database. And they say, oh, that's Edna. Look at how far Edna's come. She was over in the south of Mexico last week. You know, that kind of thing.
I thought they tagged them. I thought they put some kind of electronic tag on them. They shot them in their fin. They shot them in their fin with a dart, and it implants this.
Not this one. She didn't. I don't know.
I don't know.
She was swimming along the thing. Yeah, it was weird.
Interesting.
Thank you, Shells. I am. Thank you.
Well, now I'm really curious what the heck that really is called, that big shark. Because a whale shark, it could be, Eric, I'm not sure. But I do know this, it is a shark. It is not a whale. It's not a mammal. It's a fish. And it is a shark. And they're huge.
Yeah, they're huge. Whale shark. He's right.
Okay. They're weird, and they look like they could swallow up a boat. I mean, they're just
big. Yeah. Yeah, and to see her swimming along the side of it was just crazy, to see how huge it was. Yeah, it was big.
Well, I heard this story about a great white shark that they tagged with one of those electronic things that could track it. And they tagged it. It was a big monster, a great white shark. And they tagged it, and they're tracking it. They're following it. And then all of a sudden, it starts going it starts going down in the water. It starts going down. Oh, Dina Jones lost her. We lost her. We start going down in the water, and they're going, why is this shark going down in the water? You know, going down into the depths. And then they're watching it, and they're watching it, and then all of a sudden, they lose the signal. Huh. They're going, what the heck is that all about? You know, they lost the signal. And so they couldn't find out what happened to the shark. So they're looking. And all of a sudden, this body of a shark comes back up. And it's got a big old bite out of it. some predator to the shark from the depths grabbed this shark and hauled it down there and just started eating it. And it's like, oh my gosh, what was that? Are you back with us, Dina Jo?
Yeah, I don't know what just happened, because the podcast came on my phone, and I'm not on my phone, I'm on my tablet. So all of a sudden it just went dead, and all of a sudden it was live on my phone, And then it wouldn't let me reconnect on my tablet. It was weird.
Oh, well, you're
I'm
back
Mama
now.
Bear Tracy. I am welcome. FBI. That's weird.
King Ziller says it's the FBI.
I don't know what it was. It was weird.
Oh, hackers.
I was like, wait a minute. I hear him.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're back. Okay. So what's next?
Christine McLevy. Oh, please tell me. I know I'm saying her last name right. Wrong. She was the astronaut. Krista. Oh, I'm going to put it in here.
I don't know.
Krista McAuliffe.
Yes. Thank you, Eric.
The astronaut.
Yes. The astronaut.
Our teacher who went in space.
And lost her life, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. It's her day.
Today's the anniversary of the Challenger explosion.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And yesterday was the celebration of the death of the two Apollo astronauts that died in that flash fire in that Apollo capsule that was sitting on the launch. Yeah, it was sitting on the platform to be launched. They were doing practice drills, sealed them up in there, and they had a flash fire because it's all an oxygen-rich environment, and they lost their lives. So, yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible. Yeah, so we should honor those people. They're
all of them.
Yeah, heroes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so good. They made this her day. That's good.
Yes. Yeah. And lastly, it is National Blueberry Pancake Day.
Oh! I was going to try to get
them on. They show them on top of the pancakes. I want them inside.
In the batter. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, plus on top.
Tuesday, of course, will be the anniversary of like the Columbia disaster when it burned up on reentry.
Oh, jeez.
Gosh, they all happened within a week of each other. I mean, not the same year. Yeah, the same year, but same time. Bad. But anyway, on a good note, I love blueberry stuff. I love blueberry pancakes. I love blueberry muffins. I love blueberries in that pastry stuff, bakes and donuts and all that mm-hmm. stuff. I mean, blueberries are good.
Yummy.
Blueberries are good for you, period. Yeah. You know, they're a good antioxidant. They're good. They're good for your blood pressure. Blueberries are good. I love to just, when blueberries are in season, Grammy buys a ton of them.
Yeah, and I just freeze them.
Yeah, and I like to just sit there watching games on TV eating blueberries. Instead of snacking on chips and that. And I just, it's funny. I have totally forgot about, I have blueberry bushes out there. I got to go check on my blueberries. Oh, I got a poor signal on my poor internet. Now it's back to excellent. I was going to say, I might be disappearing.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. It's got sunspots. Sunspots. The sun must be kicking up or something.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it was just weird that it turned, that it would automatically turn on my phone.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's weird?
Hello, officer. Are you there, officer?
Right. It's weird.
I used to get these. Yes. Hey, since I changed the picture on the Instagram, our Instagram thing. Has it knocked down the traffic of the girls going in there? Hi,
the big boob girls? A little bit. There was one yesterday that was wanting to say hi, but I just deleted her.
You need to respond back to him. I'm sorry, officer, but it's crazy. All right, let's see
we're
here.
He's got all these girls that see the picture used to just be of him, and now it's the picture of all three of us, and they just would see this picture of this old man, and he had this all these women of all different ages coming that just were liking to show their parts. So
they want to show the old man their lady parts.
Yeah. And we say, Grammy doesn't want Grammy, don't go for that. Bye.
And they say things like that. Hi, handsome. Hey,
oh, no.
Good looking.
Hi, gentlemen. What's up? I'm like, really? Hi, gentlemen. What's up?
And the funny thing about it is Dina Jo is the admin for that. And so she's the one that gets the pictures, not me.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, what do you want me to do with these? He's like, just delete them.
Just delete them. You can't. I gave you permission to be mean if you wanted to.
Right.
Be mean to them if you want.
Yeah. But then that meant me accepting their request.
I know,
to be mean to them, just to go back in and delete them. I'm like, nope.
I
don't have time for this.
That's funny.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, but we do have time for this.
Yes.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock. You know what time it is? Rock. 9, it's 10, time for 11, Dina Jo's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Dina Jo.
I had problems getting this list together, Dina Jo.
Yeah, some of them?
Yeah.
They were hard?
Mm-hmm. And then the last one we're going to do, it wouldn't fall in the list like I normally have. So when you get to the last one, I'm going to have to give me a second. While you're talking, I'll hunt for it and find it again.
Okay. So. All right. That would be number six. So I will remind you. All righty.
Okay,
so first of all, there's going to be two music legends in this one. And here we go. In the fall of 1968, Imperial College classmates BM and Tim placed an ad at a student notice board looking for a ginger baker type drummer to join a new group. Formed from the ashes, BM's previous endeavor, RT freshly arrived in London to study dentistry, answered the call. The former leader of an R&B combo, he immediately impressed the pair. We thought he was the best drummer we had seen ever, BM later said. In the peaceful, loving spirit of the times, they dubbed themselves Smile. They made their debut on October 26, opening for Pink Floyd at the Imperial College and soon became the unofficial supporting act of the visiting headliners. Smile rose through London's rock ranks, playing at the exclusive Speakeasy Club and even fundraising gigs at the Royal Albert Hall. Can anybody guess who it might be? Hi, Tammy. Hi, PPG. Hi, Abby.
Let's play
a little bit and see if you can figure it out.
Hi, Tammy. Here we go. Playing our music.
You come home from late night parties, tiptoe kiss. There's nothing that you miss, chased by all the rich parties. Do you live? You're sometimes free.
No,
now
not really.
We've lost our old enchantment.
Oh, BP!
We need an appointment.
All right, BP is the closest. It is Brian May and Roger. No, wait a minute. That's right? It was Queen, Brian May and Roger Taylor.
Yeah.
And the Smiling Trio is the group, and they were singing. It was live at Albert Hall in 1969. So, yeah, got it there.
Way to go, BP.
He's been getting a lot of these. He's got a good ear for that music. So,
hi, Abby. Good to see you. We're running through our music thing right now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hit that follow button, Abby. Go ahead.
You're fine. Future music legend would be, let's start, with significantly more earthbound beginnings than the future music legends. This Santa Monica band specialized in surf and blues. They would play, and many UCLA film school classmates would come to watch, including a young future frontman who was already displaying really liked booze. When he got loose, he would shout out song titles at the band, leaning into the mic. Then the frontman invited the future frontman, onto stage to help him sing a special version of the Kingsmen classic. Though he'd never sung for an audience, the future frontman wasn't one to back down from the challenge. He let out a blood-curdling war whoop, and the place exploded. He was good, and he loved it. He hopped around and sang himself hoarse. One day, the frontman ran into a classmate he invited on. One day, he ran into that same classmate he invited onto stage when the group was going nowhere. They asked him to join the band. On September 2nd, they spent 3 hours cutting 6 original tracks. While the compositions were undoubtedly strong, the execution felt lackluster, weak, and almost timid. Record executives agreed and discouraged the brothers to quit both bands and the music business that autumn. In their place, Manzurk recruited another acquaintance from a meditation class, a guitarist named Robbie Krieger. He had briefly played for Densmore in a band called the Psychedelic Rangers, and this new group would also draw inspiration from the Mind Expansions. Any guesses? Let's play a little bit. Oh, super hit song! Super hit song! Everybody's got it.
Now everybody knows who they are.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game.
It's funny when they're a nobody, they have these songs that they do. And then once they become like these guys, they become the Doors.
Uh-huh.
That song that they've been doing, all of a sudden, bam, becomes a big hit. Yeah.
Yep. And it says, yep, that was the Doors. Taking a clue from Robert Blake's line, they would call themselves the Doors. So there you go. There you go, soup for the soul. All right, our next music legend, front woman, doesn't exactly think highly of her earliest recording efforts with the spaced out folky collective name of Kenneth Graham's 1908's children's classic. I wasn't really a writer on that. That record was very childlike to me. I didn't have a great deal of input. I was a backup singer doing high harmonies with the lead singer. It was his trip. He envisioned himself as this folk guy with a teddy bear aspect, but asked a decade later if the record could be classified as easy listening. She offered a different term, depressing listening, she would say. The future music legend made her exit from that band sooner after. I wasn't turned by the music anymore. I thought we should make certain changes, but Paul didn't agree, so I told them I was leaving. In the early 70s, she joined a band called the Stilettos. Anybody guess who it might be?
I don't know.
Let's play a little bit. See if you can figure it out.
The genie Judy, I hear.
Sounds all hippie-ish to me. Lady Gaga? Zeller says.
No, yeah. No Lady Gaga. No Karen Carpenter.
All right. Who is it?
That would be Deborah Harry, Miss Blondie. And the band was called The Wind and the Willows, which totally makes sense. And what is that first word? Dingy Judy?
D-J-I-N-I.
Judy. Judy. I don't know. So that was Blondie. That was Deborah Harry before she was Blondie.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Our fourth. The Wind from My Willows? No. The Wind and the Willows.
Wind in the Willows.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, come on, Soup. Come on. Pay attention.
All right. As a high school student from Corkland, New York, I'm just not going to say his last name. Ronald formed his first band, the Vegas Kings, in 1957, featuring himself as bass and trumpet. I started playing the trumpet when I was 5 years old, which was a great training for me as a singer. He explained, it taught me the correct way to do it because I've been taking singing lessons from. I wasn't taking singing lessons from anyone. For strictly practical reasons, he quickly assumed the bulk of the group's vocal duties. No one else wanted the job, he later admitted. It wasn't my plan at all to lead the band. After a spell at the Vegas Kings, the Friends changed their name, named after a favorite Dwayne Eddy song. They filled weekends performing at local dances in American Legion halls, but in 1958, they had the chance to play a much larger hall. Throughout the early 60s, the group released a string of singles and even a live album recorded at a pizza shop. By 1967, the Prophets have propped into groups called the Electric Elves, later shortened to just Elf, which would see this future music legend his teen idol ambitions in favor of heavy metal immoralities. Yes, yes. Ooh. Let's play a little bit and see if you can guess who it is. No. No Zeppelin, no Monkees. No Tarzan. No Ronald.
From heaven tonight. Roy Orbison. That's no. Not a bad guess.
Hey, wait.
No, she's not in heaven. She's right here. All right, that is Ronnie James Dio. In the Vegas Kings singing An Angel Is Missing. Now, wasn't he totally heavy metal?
I don't know.
Ronnie James Dio, which he was, yeah, that's what I thought. Now, what part of, what band was he in?
I don't know.
Just himself? Just himself. Okay. Yeah, he was heavy metal. I wasn't into that, but I remember when I first listened to it, I was like, wait a minute. I thought he was really totally heavy metal. This is crazy. Welcome, XXJ. Nice to see you. All right, number five. You guys should get the guess this one after I have to read this to you. You should be able to guess it. As a teenager known as Mary, she began her musical career alongside her older brother, Dion, in the family garage before graduating to London's Super Club Circuit. In 1958, she answered a classified ad in the trade paper for an established sister act seeking another singer. Having passed her audition, she became the newest member of the Lana Sisters, not actually related, a sugary pop vocal trio in the mold of the Andrews Sisters. They released a string of middling singles, but television appearances and stunts as openers for artists, like Nat King Cole, Guy Mitchell, and Cliff Richard brought them notoriety. By 1960, the Lana Sisters earned the dubious honor of being named the seventh favorite female vocal group in the Melody Makers. But this future music legend was becoming disenchanted by their outdated act. She left the group later that year, straining relationships with her ex-bandmates in the process. She rejoined her brother Dion and his friend Tim, who had been performing as the duo called the Kinster Squares. Striking the right balance of acoustic, folk, and cheery pop, the group quickly became one of the best-selling acts in the UK. The former music legend would say, "We were an extraordinary mixture of psychedelic country, folk, indescribable, I would put it. There are two guitars and me in the middle, trying for room to my arms flying back and forth." In 1962, the future music legend first became exposed to the sound of American R&B groups. "I was deeply influenced by black singers from the early 60s, she recalled. "I liked everybody at Motown and most of the Stax artists. I really wanted to be a Mavis staple. What they shared in common was the kind of strength I didn't hear in an English radio." Feeling hemmed in their folky good time image, the future music legend decided to go solo and started a group split in the 1963. For all of the stardom and heartache that was to follow in her tumultuous life, She always maintained uncharacteristic fond memories of her time as a trio. We had such fun being the blank blanks, even since the sunny days when it all began. Can anybody guess who it might be? Let's play a little bit. No, not Donna Summers. Yes, Pee-Pee. Hi, Paul.
That guy knows it. He knows his music, man.
Yes, he does.
That's it.
That is Dusty Springfield's, the early 60s family folk trio, the Springfields, singing Islands of Dreams. Gosh, you really know those. You're good for you, Pee-Pee. Mm-hmm. All right, this is the last one, old man. Start looking.
Okay.
All right. Somewhat a rock prodigy, this future music legend got his start at the age of 12 in the early 60s, playing in a band called Little Ravens at Bloomington Technical School, where his father also taught fellow student David Bowie. In 1965, he set his sights on a local group who had a large local fan base and a handful of unsuccessful singles under their belt. I used to come and see them play when I was 15, way before I joined, this future music legend said in an interview. They were the number one beat around in West Wickham, and I got to know them by being this precocious pest that hung around saying, "I can play guitar, I can play guitar." When their vocalist left the following year, they invited him to join. This future music legend eagerly accepted, much to the chagrins of his parents, who in tale of old time urged him to pursue his college studies. In August of 1967, the band scored a hit with From the Underworld, perhaps the first chart entry. The song's commercial success was a mixed blessing, publicly casting them as a bubble gum band unworthy of serious consideration in the rock quartier of being cool. They continued to release a string of singles, including 1968's excellent up-tempo gem, I Don't Want Your Loving to Die, a full-length album, but the failure of self-penned Sunshine Cottage further soured the music legend on the group. Frustrated by his unwanted journey into teen idolism, he left the band by the end of 68 to form an altogether harder outfit, Humble Pie, with Steve Marriott. Let's play a little bit and see if you can guess who it is. Not Cream, not Backstreet Boys. Yep, Pee-Pee. Boo-boo.
Peter Frampton.
Welcome, Beach Bob.
Even to today, even to now, Peter Frampton is one of the most underrated guitar players out there. The guy's a great guitarist, but he just never gets the...
Peter Frampton.
He never gets the credit for being a great guitar player. Mm-hmm. Peter Frampton.
It was Peter Frampton, and the band he was in at that time was called The Herd. And is this the song From the Underground? Underworld?
Yep, from Underworld. The Underworld. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go. So there you go. And that was all the future music legends for today. And then Monday we will finish it up. Good job, Ethan.
So someone made a comment that one guitarist we were talking about, I mean that one singer, Dio, whatever. I think Tuttles was saying he took Ozzy Osbourne's place when Ozzy was
Ronnie
kicked
James
out.
Oh, Ronnie James Dio. That's what I thought he was in Black Sabbath. Okay.
Yeah, he took his place when Ozzy got kicked out of Black Sabbath.
Oh. Okay.
And somebody asked BP49, do you have a music show? Do you have a music show that you do?
You just love music.
I wasn't sure. No, he says no. Mm-mm. Well, you sure know your music, buddy.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job. Well, good job, Gina Joe. So you say we got one more segment to do of this?
Yeah. A little bit left. We'll finish up on Monday.
Mm-hmm. All righty then. There you go. Good times. So we're coming to the end of the show. So remember, if you've got a podcast and you want to promote your podcast, type it in the chat room. Let people know the name of your podcast and what time it's on, you know, the time of the day.
We have Poe right there.
And get some notice out there so you get out there. And, Dina Joe, you were wondering about what Poe was saying in the chat room. You said you couldn't get a.
No, I don't know how to get what she's saying in the chat room. Like she sent it to me, that little thing about getting you glasses. Uh-huh. I don't know how to copy and paste it in. I don't know how to copy and paste things into Podbean.
Well, if you write it out on if you write it in a Word document or on notes or something like that, then you just copy and paste it into the little chat bar on the.
But how do you do that? No, I don't know how to say it. I just don't know how to. I'm on my tablet, and I have a wireless.
Don't touch
keyboard.
Anything.
I have a wireless.
Don't touch
keyboard.
Anything. We'll lose you. Don't touch
so
anything.
How, I mean, you know, I can't write tab. I don't. You know what I mean? I can't. I know where I could write it, but how do I get it from where I write it to here? I don't have.
You have any a. Don't you have
tabs
a mouse
that say? No.
I don't know. Mm-mm. I don't know.
I'm not on my computer.
I'm not looking over your shoulder, so I don't know.
Oh, hold it longer. Okay, and then it'll let me go put it in. Okay, I'll try to do that. Uh-oh. No, I'm not on my, like you have, you're doing it from your computer. You can do it from your computer where you have your mouse. I'm on a wireless thing. I don't have a mouse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I hate those. I got to have a mouse or something.
You hit it
with your finger. You leave your finger on there a little bit longer, and then it'll say select all or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Just leave the
I'll
finger
have to practice
there for a
it.
Second instead of tapping it. Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I will try. wasn't even trying something earlier, and I got disconnected. I don't know how the heck that happened, but we'll try on Monday and see if we can get it to work.
Outside Normal says, get really bored. Check out Outside Normal. When are you on?
Are you on specific times and days?
Yeah,
or
are you on a specific day, a specific time? Hi, that guy. Good to see you. Make sure you type that in there so people know where and how to find you. Yeah, where and how to find you. Oh, and then our friend from India, Tammy, did you see? She was in there.
I did. I said hi to her. Mm-hmm. She came in real quick.
Podbeam Live, Monday and Friday. Okay.
Okay.
What time?
Anybody else in there?
Anybody else? Get your show out
we
there.
We have post up in there. Ziller, if you want. Ziller's on all the time. If you just push on any of these guys that
there's
have a
outside normal. Outside Normal, 10 p.m. Eastern time, Monday and Friday.
There you go.
This is podcast.
Mr. DeGray, he has one. Miss Shannon.
Shannon.
Poetic, we all know. Yes, yeah,
well, and I,
in there. Good job.
Well, and I know like regularly scheduled shows and shows that are on like a certain routine. I know some of them like the back of my hand.
Sure.
Yeah, you do.
Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea is now on Tuesday evening, so be on lookout for them.
Oh, and okay. Shannon
and hopefully
conspiracy and music. I know she does music.
Yeah, she'll be on next Wednesday.
Okay. Or
I just want to make sure I'm correct on that. Hopefully the show and the Slightly Serious show will be back next week, and they surprise us.
All right, we got Poetic on the line. Hey, Poe.
There we go. Hi, Poe.
Hey. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. Good. We're just about ready to wrap this show up. So,
sleeping in this morning, so I'm great.
Nice.
I just wanted to remind everybody, don't forget to donate. We are at $160 for the old man's. Wait, I think we got. Hold on. I think we got a $25 donation too yesterday.
Nice.
From Brookie.
Aw.
So then that would make it $185 that we are up to. I just remembered that. I'm half asleep, guys. So our
it's still
fundraiser
early for
is up
you.
To $185. we need to get to 380. Let's get the old man some amazing glasses so that he can see the beautiful green grass and the amazing different greens of the trees and stuff that he doesn't think he's missing out on, you guys. We got to show him. Contact me or Dina Joe. Donate to at Holy Shift on PayPal, Venmo, or Holy Shift on Cash App. And I love you guys. Because of the baby girl, I don't schedule shows. I'm going to try to get on today, but I can't promise you anything. You see, when I say I'm going to do something, something happens. But I will work on it. I'll join shows and do a read here and there. So just let me know, guys.
Okay. All right, Poe. Well, thank you for this craziness you're doing with the glasses. You're way too kind. Way too kind to the old man. And just like that, she's gone.
I know.
In and out. Eric, you want to plug any shows that are coming on right now?
Well, coming up today, I know that you'll have Frankie D on this afternoon, which I'm sure Tuttles and Mr. A and hopefully Troncat might show up for that. But I'd heard about Elgato being sick, and if he's listening to this, we hope he gets well soon.
Yeah, we do.
And then I know John Gill should be on about 5 p.m. Eastern time today, and the swap doesn't lie at 7 p.m. Eastern. Mysteries of the Paranormal at 9 p.m. Eastern. There, of course, David, Rowan, Filter, and Nikki are back, so if anybody's interested in checking that out. And I think Outside of Normal and Dude Sean and a couple other friends will probably be on later tonight, and even people like Nick and Tiff and Coltrane and Crazy Train and It's Doomsday podcast coming up this weekend. And I know we'll certainly be back next week with some new shows along with Ralph and John DeVito. But like I said, hopefully the Beans and Weenies show gang and Slightly Serious might surprise us next week and many more great friends.
And BP49 says he has a friend that has a show called the Voices of Misery podcast. Check them out.
Interesting.
And then, we just got a bunch of friends out there with podcasts. Hey, tell all your followers in your podcast to come on over and give the old man a follow. We're still trying to get to that golden...
We're one more follower away from 2,000.
We're going to get there. We're trying. All right. So anyway, good times. Get out there and have some fun today. Get out there and have some fun. Enjoy the life. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Saucy, we're wrapping up. And hopefully with us, like me posting like the... You know, like the upcoming shows over on Getter and tagging people that have been following me over there. Hopefully that they're considering downloading the Podbean and WESN apps to come and check us out. Because we know that if they come over here, they'll have a good time.
You know it. That's what we are. We are a good...
Oh, what's going on, Saucy? We can pray for you, hon. What's... Gotta have surgery on my leg.
Uh-oh. Okay. Pray for too much Saucy for her upcoming surgery. Believe that she gets a healing and that...
You got a great support system, Saucy.
Yeah. And with that, we turn to the queen of our support system.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today and all week. We appreciate you guys so much. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we will see you around Podbean. Bye!
Hey, and don't forget, 3 o'clock Pacific time today, starting today, 3 o'clock Pacific time, the Old Man's Blues Show on the WESN, Epic Strategies Network. I'm playing blues music. That's all it is. It's all about the blues. And this tonight is going to be Eric Clapton and B.B. King and the album Riding with the King. So check that out. Our music's done. We're out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Get out there and enjoy the weather. Be safe out in all that nasty snow and that, everybody. Come back and see
you. All right, love you and God bless you. Have a great weekend. See you around Podbean.
Bye.
We're out of here. Later, Gators.